Track 139. Practice Test 1. Page 134. Listening Task 3.
Задание 3.9. Вы услышите интервью. В заданиях 3.9 запишите в поле ответа цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 50 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
Rebecca Morton is a life coach. Her job is to help people make changes in their lives. Rebecca, how did you become a life coach?
When I was a student, I fell ill. My doctor's advice was to eat more fresh food and become more active. So I used to walk to the market every day, getting a little light exercise and a better diet, both at the same time. I realised all the mistakes I'd been making, the things that made me ill, and I decided to make the changes permanent. When I'd kept it up for 5 years and my student days were over, I thought, other people need to know what I've learned. So that's when I became a life coach.
And do you find that your clients make similar mistakes to those you made?
The mistakes we all make are all pretty similar, yes. You don't have to be ill to make improvements to your life. We can't fully imagine what it's like to be ill until it happens. Then most people are prepared to make some lifestyle changes. I'd rather they didn't reach that point.
So how exactly can a life coach help people avoid getting ill?
The challenge for me is to help people make little changes that become habits, changes for the better, changes which also help them feel good about their lives. So the changes we work towards, a client's diet, for example, aren't big, but they become permanent, and that gives the best protection.
What sort of things do you tell people about their diet?
That they don't need to give up the things they love. And they need to enjoy them as much as possible. This seems strange to some at first, but think about it. If you love chocolate and eat lots of it every day, I bet you don't actually enjoy every mouthful. But how nice does it taste when you haven't had any for a day or so? So, you don't have to suffer the bad effects of chocolate, you don't have to do without it, and it'll taste even better to you.
I love chocolate, so that really does make sense to me. How important is physical exercise?
Oh, it's really important. But actually, like dieting, joining a gym or taking up a sport isn't going to suit everyone. We need to be active, but just get moving, do some housework, or walk to the shops like I did when I was ill. It all helps.
Tell us a little more about the lesson you learned personally.
What I learned was that the small changes you make in your life can help you stay well, and very happy too. Fresh food makes you feel brighter and more energetic. Walking a little every day really does help you to feel good about life, and there's no waiting. You feel the benefit there and then.
And what other changes can people make to improve their lives?
Well, most people want more time, so I work on time management too. Do you spend hours on the computer? Set a time limit. Can't clean the whole house? Do a little every day. It can be part of your exercise routine. Organise your life in a better way, and I promise you'll be happier and healthier. These are all small changes that make a big difference.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
Rebecca Morton is a life coach. Her job is to help people make changes in their lives. Rebecca, how did you become a life coach?
When I was a student, I fell ill. My doctor's advice was to eat more fresh food and become more active. So I used to walk to the market every day, getting a little light exercise and a better diet, both at the same time. I realised all the mistakes I'd been making, the things that made me ill, and I decided to make the changes permanent. When I'd kept it up for 5 years and my student days were over, I thought, other people need to know what I've learned. So that's when I became a life coach.
And do you find that your clients make similar mistakes to those you made?
The mistakes we all make are all pretty similar, yes. You don't have to be ill to make improvements to your life. We can't fully imagine what it's like to be ill until it happens. Then most people are prepared to make some lifestyle changes. I'd rather they didn't reach that point.
So how exactly can a life coach help people avoid getting ill?
The challenge for me is to help people make little changes that become habits, changes for the better, changes which also help them feel good about their lives. So the changes we work towards, a client's diet, for example, aren't big, but they become permanent, and that gives the best protection.
What sort of things do you tell people about their diet?
That they don't need to give up the things they love, and they need to enjoy them as much as possible. This seems strange to some at first, but think about it. If you love chocolate and eat lots of it every day, I bet you don't actually enjoy every mouthful. But how nice does it taste when you haven't had any for a day or so? So, you don't have to suffer the bad effects of chocolate, you don't have to do without it, and it'll taste even better to you.
I love chocolate, so that really does make sense to me. How important is physical exercise?
Oh, it's really important. But actually, like dieting, joining a gym or taking up a sport isn't going to suit everyone. We need to be active, but just get moving. Do some housework or walk to the shops like I did when I was ill. It all helps.
Tell us a little more about the lesson you learned personally.
What I learned was that the small changes you make in your life can help you stay well and very happy too. Fresh food makes you feel brighter and more energetic. Walking a little every day really does help you to feel good about life, and there's no waiting. You feel the benefit there and then.
And what other changes can people make to improve their lives?
Well, most people want more time, so I work on time management too. Do you spend hours on the computer? Set a time limit. Can't clean the whole house? Do a little every day. It can be part of your exercise routine. Organise your life in a better way, and I promise you'll be happier and healthier. These are all small changes that make a big difference.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.